just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at LibertyMountainUSA.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number three here on this Tuesday, June 9th, 2026 edition. Some other stories that I was looking at that came out yesterday. U.S. Senator Elisa Slotkin is keeping her name on the pundits list of possible 2028 presidential candidates for the Democrat Party's nomination to be the next president of the United States. Why is she doing this? Quote, because I want to be part of the next generation of leaders who actually changes what we do in this country, end quote. Senator Slotkin spoke in front of the Detroit Economic Club for nearly 1 hour yesterday, answering questions submitted namelessly by the attendees and many by the moderator, Roop Raj, the evening anchor for Fox TV 2 Detroit News. Describing Raj as a dog with a bone when it came to speculations around whether Slotkin had presidential aspirations, Slotkin said, look, it does not need to be me, but I haven't taken myself out of it. She expressed being done with political leaders who don't understand that the mission is not their personal brand or who they are on the internet, but by actually getting stuff done. We are about to have our 250th birthday party for the country. Well, I believe in this country to my core that it has given me everything. This is our generation's time to stand up and fight for what we believe in. And I want to be a part of that one way or another. With Slotkin's partner representing Michigan in the United States Senate, U.S. Senator Gary Peters is retiring at the end of this year. Democrats are now amid a very heated primary race to replace him. Very left-leaning progressive Abdul El-Sayed, the former Wayne County Health Director, 2018 candidate for governor, just recently secured the United Auto Workers endorsement, giving him access to 300,000-person network of active and retired union members. Also in the race is U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens, Democrat from Birmingham. Slotkin partnered with to propose outlawing Chinese vehicles from crossing international bridges and tunnels into the United States. Stevens partnered with her to propose that legislation. Third Democrat in the race, State Senator Mallory Morrow, who reached a large audience in 2022 with a five-minute viral speech over fundraising email that accused her of wanting to groom children over LGBTQ diversity education issues. Well, that was her claim to fame 4 years ago. Slotkin won her U.S. Senate race 2 years ago, 2024, against Republican Mike Rogers, who's running again this year. She beat him by only 19,007 votes. Slotkin received 48.64%. Rogers got 48.3%. Well, MERS News Service asked Slotkin, following her remarks, if she's concerned about primary voters in the upcoming U.S. Senate race, choosing between a progressive nominee who doesn't reflect the values of Michigan overall, that being, of course, Abdul El Sayed. Well, Slotkin's answer, I think elections reflect the will of the people. In general, we're seeing potentially maybe a new wave this year. Maybe it'll be a very good year for Democrats. I'm seeing that around the country, and my big thing as someone who ran just a couple of years ago is you got to get to come together after the primary. You got to remember that there are decent other people. And then we shouldn't be a circular firing squad and be nasty to each other just because our person didn't win in the primary. When asked if she could see herself collaborating with someone like El Sayed, Slotkin said she'll work with anybody who wins the primary. I stay out of Michigan primaries, as do most of our senior elected leaders. But I'll work with whoever wins the primary because I think, again, big picture, this is about putting a check and balance on President Trump, who has shown himself that when he has a House and a Senate that lets him do whatever he wants to do, President Trump is not responsible at all. Slotkin said that Rogers has learned some things since the last election cycle. She knocked on him, noting it would be nice if he'd agree that he lost the last election. He keeps talking about how he didn't lose it. That's not what he said when he called to concede to me. Also, Slotkin added that she thinks Michiganders care about someone who's going to be a fighter for them. Representing a broad swath of people, I urge everyone in the primary to remember that. Slotkin, throughout her entire presentation to the Detroit Economic Club, talked about the war in the Middle East. From her perspective of being a former Central Intelligence Agency officer and a White House advisor on Iraq, Slotkin said Iran and Israel said yesterday that they were going to halt attacks for the moment after entering the most direct aggression between each other on Sunday since the April ceasefire began. Well, if we go back to a situation of conflict like we've seen within the last 24 hours, the prices of goods and oil will spike again because people will feel that we've even further from a resolution than we were led to believe by this president. Slotkin said it's hard to overstate how emotional and sensitive the war in the Middle East is for Michiganders, particularly in the Detroit area. She described households with family members in Iraq, Yemen, Israel, Gaza, and Lebanon. Lebanon, all of them being directly caught in the crossfire. This is just so visceral for so many people. And so that means it's going to continue to be a political issue here in our state of Michigan. But I think if there is no resolution, we will continue to see this inflation on gas prices that ultimately will affect every other good and service we purchase. For example, a $2.99 fee on Amazon delivery that we may get very soon. President Donald Trump, in late February, entered the war on Iran. It was a joint combat operations with Israel. This prompted the closure of the Straits of Hormuz due to concerns of oil shipping. Most of the oil produced in the Persian Gulf is exported through this strait, and its closure has been linked to a 20% oil shortfall in inventory, Plotkin said. And it's not like people were feeling good about the rates of inflation to begin with. Plotkin also talked about the U.S. Senate being more like high school than anyone would be willing to admit. Plotkin discussed Republicans and Democrats in the chamber as having caucus lunches and attempting to find a table where folks would understand her being a Democrat who won on the same purple state ballot as Donald Trump. Plotkin said she was told that she won on Planet 10, one of the different planets home to purple and red state Democrats alike. However, 47 Democratic senators all come from hardcore blue states. I think this is why we've tried to spend a lot of time lately in the Midwest in general. Because I think we are practical. We're reasonable. We have common sense. And that stuff works here, I think, compared to how it works on the East and West Coast. You have to appeal to a broad group of people, and you have to make it clear that you're working for all people, whether they voted for you or not. So, kind of avoiding the question, Plotkin says she can work with El Sayed. Well, I got news for you. He might win the primary, but Mike Rogers will be the next U.S. Senator if El Sayed is his opponent in November. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I want to wrap up today with, again, reminding you of the upcoming 250th Birthday of America party here in mid-Michigan. Big outdoor event at Liberty Mountain USA down in Clare County, Michigan, right off of M-115 in Farwell, Michigan. This is about an hour south of Traverse City, easily accessible through the expressway system, coming from Detroit, coming from Grand Rapids, coming from mid-Michigan. Very, very simple to get to. Camping is available on Friday night before the event on Saturday. You want to get there early Friday night, set up your camp. It's going to be a fantastic weekend event. Former lead guitar, vocalist, songwriter Mark Farner of Grand Funk Railroad will be there with his band, Mark Farner's American Band. Dave Mead Band is coming. They're setting up fireworks display at the end of the night. This is going to be a phenomenal party. Tickets starting at just $15. You can go to the website right now. Online ticket sales are available. LibertyMountainUSA.com. Click on events. Go to the Mark Farner event, 4th of July. Get your tickets. You can also fill out a form to register for a campsite. So you need to do that online. Then, of course, after 4th of July, same location, same venue, 3 weeks later, Saturday, July 25th, Ted Nugent is going to be doing a fundraising event for the Republican Party and the Republican candidates for this election season. The proceeds are going to be split half with the state party and the rest, the other half, with the county parties. Every Republican county party will be getting a check from the owners of Liberty Mountain USA. All the gubernatorial candidates will be there. Mike Rogers, the Republican candidate for U.S. Senate, will be there. And a keynote speaker, somebody's coming from President Trump's administration. They haven't released the name just yet. But that's going to be 3 weeks later after the 4th of July party. Saturday, July 25th. On the same website, libertymountainusa.com, on events, you can get your tickets for the Ted Nugent July 25th event as well. So we're excited to be promoting it. They just entered into a contract with Steve Gruber, the morning show guy. During his show's second and third hours, you'll be hearing the commercials there. And we'll be adding the commercial for the Ted Nugent event on Saturday, July 25th as well. Going to be reaching out to our old friend, Theron, down on Wham Radio in Ann Arbor, Justin Barclay in Wood Radio in Grand Rapids. Share the website. Share the information with your friends. Very simple. One word, lowercase, libertymountainusa.com. Click on events. Get your tickets. Let everybody know we are going to be partying this July. And again, due to health reason of the owner of the pavilion in Antrim County, we had to cancel the Fun Shoot Pig Roast on Saturday, July 18th. If you bought your tickets, you should have gotten your refund already. If you haven't gotten your refund yet, you made a donation for your tickets, just text me after the show. We'll look it up and refund you your money. The pavilion property is being sold by Mr. Davis and his family, and we will not be holding the event there any longer. He fell and broke his back and hasn't been able to walk for 3 months. Getting back surgery to glue his spine back together. Hopefully he'll be able to start walking again, but had to cancel the event for this year. So apologize if you bought your tickets, haven't gotten your refund yet, just text me and let me know. They did go out to those of you who purchased already. So if we missed you, I apologize. We'll send it to you. Well, it's getting close, folks. 2 weeks from today, the absentee ballots start going out for the August 4th primary. If you've signed up to get absentee ballots, they'll start arriving the week of Tuesday, June 23rd, 45 days before August 4th. So you need to make sure you let people know who to vote for in the August 4th primary. Again, I have personally endorsed and will be voting for Perry Johnson. He's the candidate I'm supporting. I believe we need a Trump-like businessman to come in and fix the state of Michigan, cut the spending, the ridiculous spending Gretchen Whitmer has driven us up to, and fix Michigan once and for all. So greatly appreciate if you guys share that information. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing.